Wow, what have we learned here in the last couple weeks? Well, it's a lot, actually. So many different variables and examples of people, industries, how people are behaving under pressure. And in this podcast, real quick podcast, I'm going to talk about the motorcycle industry and what and how they can pounce on this opportunity to grow the industry and get people back on bikes ASAP. So for you guys that don't know, I'm kind of an avid mountain biker, though I haven't mountain biked in the last few years just because I'm a family man and things are busy. But this past weekend, I went to my one of my favorite bicycle shops. And again, I see this in the last couple of years, the growth of the e-bikes, and especially in the mountain bike section. I saw a couple giant e-bikes with full suspension, and my buddy's like, hey, 0% financing right now, and these things run between $3,000 and up to $12,000 depending on how much, you know, you want to jump into the game. But I thought to myself, I'm like, wow, that's pretty crazy. And you know, we all know the rates, loan rates have, you know, dropped. And I'm watching the manufacturers of motorcycles, KTM, Honda, Yamaha, Kawasaki, BMW, and so forth. And what are they going to do? You know, here we are being quarantined, and what industry is going to take advantage if they could see the window? You know, a lot of restaurants are selling food, toilet paper, essentials. You go there, you buy some essential groceries, and then maybe you'll buy a gift card to, you know, get a meal at their restaurant at a later date. So I'm really kind of watching on how people of businesses, or mainly just corporations, how they're going to pounce on, you know, grabbing our attention, getting us to buy their products. And we all know the motorcycle power sport industry has been suffering for years. So I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, are they going to get 0% financing? Well, as of last night, no, they're not taking advantage. Even though everything on social media is saying, hey, let's ride this out. You know, I mean, there's these lame motorcycle industry committees that are putting out these like PSAs. And it's like, how about the 0% financing for an adventure bike or a dual sport? How about get people in going, hey, this ought to tell everybody, hey, we need an escape pod. Get your escape pod. Get a brand new CRF 450L. You know, but they're not doing that. But you know who is doing that? The bicycle industry. 0% financing. And they make it really clear on their webpage, especially Giant, with 2020 models, 0%. Come in. You want to get out of the house? You want to get out of quarantine and not be within 6 feet of somebody? Get on a mountain bike. Go out there and ride. And it's pretty fascinating. And again, most of you guys, my followers, you guys are, you know, you guys have old bikes, 650Rs, and you know, you guys are on budgets, and that's fine. But what if in this time that these manufacturers can put their heads together, or at least one, you know, and go, hey, this is what we're going to do, like no time other than before, okay? 0%, bring in your old bike. You know, do some aggressive marketing to get people into riding. But there's a flip side to this, right? Then everybody's buying motorcycles, and then land's going to be on the radar of the Democrats and liberals, and we're going to get land shut down and more regulations on dual sports and so forth. So I don't know if I want that. So again, I maybe it's a two-sided coin, but all I know is I hope you guys are enjoying what's going on right now, because us as dual sport riders and guys who have dirt bikes, we can get out and we can enjoy what we have always been enjoying until regulation hits us and they close deserts and trails and so forth. Let all the city people get their hiking trails, you know, let them all hike to the Hollywood sign. One thing's for sure, we can go into our garage, leave our family in their houses with groceries, and we can take off for a day and meet a buddy out in the middle of the desert or out in the trails and keep our sanity, not like all the city dwellers. This is Berm Cannon. We'll see you on the next one.